Ricardo Campos is visiting La Posada from Albuquerque. He's on a tour of architect Mary Coulter's most famous buildings.
I had always heard of this hotel, and I'm impressed that they have different displays and historical, explanations of her work.
The sprawling two-story building is lush with gardens, boasts one of the best restaurants in the state, and many of the rooms are named after famous artists. From the time it was built until the 1950s, it was a premier and glamorous destination for travelers. But when the Santa Fe Railroad took a nosedive, so did the town of Winslow, and La Posada almost went with it.
So the Santa Fe Railway, who owned it, just decided they would gut it.
That's Alan Affelt. He and his wife Tina Mion bought La Posada in 1997, when they found it on a list of the 10 most important buildings in the country that were about to be torn down.
We really bought the building on a lark and then had to figure out what to do with it. So we just started just renovating a few rooms at a time. And I think that it's largely successful because it's as much an art project as a business. And people get that when they come here.
Art is everywhere, from the furniture to the rugs to Tina Mion's own wall-sized paintings. People come from all over the world to stay here. That's something Affelt and Mion hope will continue for many generations to come, which is why they have left the historic hotel to Northern Arizona University.
It's an estate gift, so it is after we die, and we don't have any intentions of dying for decades.
The couple doesn't have children and doesn't foresee giving the hotel to any other relatives. They believe NAU shares their vision of art, education, and historical preservation.
We really love the educational aspects that Northern University offers people, in art, in environmental studies, in hotels design. And there's a lot of crossovers that we think would be really beneficial for the people of Northern Arizona.
This crossover is already happening. NAU's Sustainable Studies program conducted a greenhouse gas inventory of the hotel. The College of Arts and Letters does lecture and exchange programs. And there are more collaborations in the works. Ann Morgan is the Assistant Vice President of University Advancement.
And so there's obvious partnerships with hotel and restaurant management. Also, they're putting in a contemporary fine art museum, and they've already been working with our museum studies students and some of our art students relating to the items that they already have, such as the largest Navajo weaving in the world.
Morgan says the financial details of the gift are still being worked out, but at this point, everyone involved envisions mostly philanthropic ventures.
We're not going to be running it for profit in the sense that we're going to be doling it out to shareholders. It's hopefully going to fund things like the Fine Art Museum, student internships, helping out with different programs that are happening in Winslow. So it will be run ultimately for a charitable purpose.
For Alan Affelt and Tina Mion, that's exactly the future they want for the historic and beloved hotel.
So we think that the university will make an ideal steward.
We want it to keep growing for hundreds of years and not turn into a Days Inn or back to what it was when we bought it, which was an abandoned relic.
Though any party can back out at any time, as of right now, the approximately $10 million deal is sound. For Arizona Public Radio, I'm Justin Regan.